This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston signed an executive order today that attempts to limit the ability of ICE agents to operate in the city. The order blocks ICE from staging on city property to enforce immigration law if they don't have a judicial warrant, a court order, or other legal mandate. It bars ICE from schools, churches, stadiums, libraries, and hospitals, as well as restricting the agency from racially profiling residents. It also empowers Denver police and sheriff's deputies to arrest ICE officers in certain instances. The order was inspired by community members after federal agents killed two U.S. citizens in Minnesota. They asked the mayor and city council how they plan to protect residents against a potential surge by the Trump administration. ICE did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Denver City Council, meanwhile, is expressing concerns about a grant funding program for drug and mental health treatment. This follows an audit last week that found the nonprofit that distributes more than $40 million annually to other nonprofits was spending tax dollars on alcohol. Larez Meinhold, the executive director of Caring for Denver, told City Council they will stop reimbursing employees for alcohol purchases, even though it was just a small portion of their annual budget.
But we also recognize that when we're entrusted with public funds, that no matter how large, even small symbolic contradictions matter.
Multiple city council members praised Caring for Denver's work, but said they were uncomfortable with its structure as a private nonprofit with limited oversight. This is CPR News at 6:06.